Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. But listen, it's really Quirky Wink Day. Do y'all understand me? It's Quirky Wink Day. Listen, it's May the 3rd, 2022, 2 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. But today, listen, Gazoo, hold my tear. But today it is Quirky that is rocking my socks off. Listen, y'all. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Y'all give me a glass of water. Give me some water. Please give me some glass of water. Can you, baby? Come on, baby. Bring me a glass of water. Okay. Listen, I got to calm down. Lord, today. Did y'all know I might be having lunch or dinner with Quirky Wink? You know, I might not even make it to the airport, you know, because I get so excited with this man singing. I'm telling you, he had me at please. You know that song, I said, please leave me. I said, Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord, the man is here today, and I can't even calm myself down to talk to him. Listen, what was I supposed to say, y'all? Where was the script? I done forgot. What's next? Oh, yeah. Y'all use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network, on Facebook.com. When the page comes, y'all know what to do. I ain't got to say all that crap. Y'all know what to do. Like, share, whatever you want to do. Lord, Corky, Lord, today. Man, what is you working with up in here?
Oh, it's so good to talk to you, Fierce Mason. And I am so excited to be here.
Well,
can you hear me
you.
Okay?
Yes, I can, honey. My goodness.
All right.
Yes, honey, your music is just fantastic. That guitar picking, I am telling you, it is phenomenal.
Oh, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. You know,
you're welcome.
When you're a lonely songwriter, you know, and just trying to put your music out there, any pats on the back are always welcomed.
Well, you welcome. I'm telling you, the first musical salute I did for you was, please leave me alone. Honey, you had me at that. So I said, what? I said, oh, my
goodness. Oh, yeah, that was a fun song to write and a fun song to record. And
yeah.
Linda Cole just killed it in that song. I have to give a shout out to Linda Cole, me, and she made that song just spectacular. And,
I'm telling you.
I wrote it with in mind that, how many times if you're a lady at the bar and you don't want any unwanted advances, that you'd be humming that in your head, please leave me alone.
Well, I tell you, she nailed it, and it's something else. That song is something else. It really is.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it.
I love it. I love it.
I enjoyed writing.
Mm-hmm. And you have a new song out, I Miss Your Touch, which I enjoy just as well. I Miss Your Touch. I have been enjoying that song and enjoying doing a musical salute and a musical showcase with I Miss Your Touch.
Yeah, I love that song. I think it's probably one of my best. It came from, a life experience, an internal struggle with the mind over the heart. I got to say that the heart won out because the one that I wrote it for, we are back together and full throttle, and my heart is with her. It's You know, I'm 64. I've lived a great life. I've been blessed. God has blessed me in so many ways. You know, and I was married for 30 years to a wonderful woman who got taken away by cancer. And that was about 6 years ago. So, you know, when you start dating somebody after being with somebody that long, it's, man, it's really different. And so, you know, I was kind of like, you know, on a ship and I couldn't find my sea legs and just wobbling all over the place. And, but I think I found my footing now, and that's how
that song
got born. We broke up, and I started missing her so much. And then voila, one day, we ran into each other, and we are now back together. And
awesome.
I couldn't be happier. Yeah, I couldn't be happier.
Well, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. That is amazing. That is really awesome, I am telling you. And so this particular song, I Miss Your Touch, you know, I've been kind of giving my spin on it, if that's okay. I've been kind of giving my spin on, you know, missing someone's touch. Maybe you were in a relationship or just a friendship, and how you missed the company of that person.
I love the way you spun it. Yeah. No, definitely.
Okay.
That's what that song is completely about. You know, there are so many people that have passed on that we miss, or people, you know, from days gone by that we haven't seen in a long time that we miss. It could be a love relationship. It could be a friendship. But I think it's the human connectivity that when it's absent for a while, really brings on the missing the touch.
And now I do want you to share some of your backstory, which I understand you were married about 30 years. But now you explain, when it comes to music, I saw in your story, in your bio, how, of course, you had to raise your family and you had different jobs. And I think you said you had IT companies that you were doing as your business. And music, you know, you couldn't really get into music full time because you had to raise your family. So now it's your turn. So I do kind of want you to share your backstory of how you had to go, you know, how you transitioned into music full time now versus what you were doing when you were raising your family.
Right. Yeah, I've been a musician all my life. I picked up the guitar when I was 15 or 16. And I've always written songs. They're just kind of a part of me. And but then I got married and had the responsibilities of family, and I knew the music business was not a, a high probability of being able to raise a family that way. And that I wanted to provide, you know, for any children that I had, and put a roof over their head. So I got into information technology, gosh, in the late 80s when networks were just starting to come around, and I started my first company in 94 going around setting up computer networks, and that got to be the point where I sold it in 2001, and I had 2 years of indentured servitude I had to do for the guy that I sold it to, because I was the chief technology officer. But 2003, I retired, semi-retired in my mid-40s, and moved up to North Carolina in the mountains near Boone. And I didn't have a college degree, so there's a university there called Appalachian State University. So I decided to go back to school, and I got my bachelor's and my master's in like four years. And then they knew how much, you know, experience I had in information and technology. So they asked me to teach, and I started teaching information security when, you know, it started to become relevant. And I did that for about 3 years, and then started another IT company focused on information security and built that up. And private equity group bought me out this past year. And as of December 31st, 2021, I am a full-time musician now.
Wow.
And I'm going to, I finished my first album this past year. And I've got, I want to do two or three more in the next, mm-hmm. 2 to 3 years and mm-hmm. just, you know, and continue writing. I didn't think that I have the inspiration to write at this age, but somehow it found me. And I'm enjoying every minute of it. Yeah, yeah. And so I sit in my little studio here in Jacksonville, Florida, and write out melodies and tunes, and then I go into a studio down in St. Augustine. And Eclipse Studios, they're wonderful there, and they found me all the backing musicians, you know, to complete my work, and they found Linda Cole, and she is just wonderful, and so I put out my first album, now I've released another single, and I've got three more right now in the hopper that I'm looking to release over the next 6 months, and yeah, I'm excited. You know, a lot of people might get bored after they retire, but not me. I have a ton on my plate.
Oh wow, I love it! I love it. Did you say you had 8 children, or did I mishear you?
No, I just have one daughter. One daughter.
Oh, okay.
She's,
out of the way. Children came from.
Yeah, she's 29 years old. She lives up in New Hampshire. And she's wonderful. She's my pride and joy. And like I said, I truly, God has blessed me throughout my life, beyond my wildest expectations and dreams.
So I'm going to go ahead and play this song, I Miss Your Touch, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk some more. You guys,
all
this
right,
is I.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. I miss your touch. Come on, Gizmo. Hold my chair. Hold me down now. Come on now. Hold me down.
Choice to make, to leave the one you love, follow your mind and keep your heart locked up, to take the exit and never look back again, leave for reasons they will never understand. I miss your touch, feeling of bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you smile at me. I miss your touch. The choice wasn't easy, it broke my heart in two, to leave so suddenly of a life with you. Inside you I couldn't bear the weight, my spirit crushed by your survival's weight. I miss your touch, the feeling of bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you a heavy toll. Hovering love that has claimed both souls. Mind over heart, let me. Never gonna see you smile at me again. Where you have love erased by pain within. Like a storm that's been blown out to sea. All I'm left with is just a memory. How does your touch? Feeling a bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you smile at me. I miss your touch.
All right, all right. That is I Miss Your Touch. I Miss Your Touch by Quarky Wink. Up next, I do have another selection for you guys. This is Spell. Y'all listen. Take a listen. All right, now, y'all can let my chair go. Okay. So up next is Spell. Y'all check this out. hey, that's spell. And the artist is Saka. She is hot. Now, listen, y'all know I got Corky Wink up in here on today. Yes, I do. Now, listen, y'all. Okay, now, he about to come back on. Y'all get my chair. Come on over here. Come on, babies. Come on, baby. Put the rum down. Put the gumbo rum. Now, listen, just because gumbo rum is responsible for this show, that don't mean you walk around in the engineer booth with gumbo rum in your hand at all times. Put the rum down, babies. Come on now. Hold mama chair. All right now. Now, Mr. Wayne, are you there?
I'm here, Ms. Manson. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, I tell you, it gets real busy around here.
I bet it does.
Yes, it does. So listen, I'm really just truly fascinated with your music and your career. I think it's really awesome. I think it's phenomenal. I know I have a lot of fun and a lot of interesting time. Entertain. I love to entertain. That's just who I am. I love to entertain. I love to keep people smiling and enjoying the music as the show is going. But I'm telling you, I'm really fascinated with your career. I think it's just really awesome. And really, you is really an example to let other people know. It's never think that you can't go ahead and get into music or whatever your passion is to do in life. We can always go ahead and jump right in with whatever our passion is.
Oh, that is exactly right. And you're never, mm-hmm. I am testament, so is Mick Jagger. You're never too old to do it.
That's right. Whether it's painting or art or acting, whatever it is.
Exactly, you know,
mm-hmm.
and follow your passion, follow your dreams, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We only get one trip through this life, and, you know, don't waste a minute of it, you know, with excuses of why you can't do something, you know.
That's right. Just
have to go out there and do it.
That's right. That's it. Now, I just have a few minutes left in this particular episode. Did you have any closing remarks or any information you wanted to give out as far as I know that your music is available on all streaming platforms and a new song came out on the 30th, April 30th, so I know everyone can go to any streaming platform, Spotify, or where they want to download the music, purchase the music. I miss your touch. They can get that song and visit your Spotify profile as well. Did you have any closing remarks or any words of wisdom that you might want to share with other young artists that may be just now getting into the business?
Just follow your dreams and don't give up on them. You know, mm-hmm. we all have dreams. You know, sometimes I wrote a song about dreams. I closed out my first album with it. That sometimes we lose their feel, but they're always there. And you just have to persevere and follow them,
mm-hmm.
and don't let negativity by others stop you. You know, just keep your nose to the grindstone and move ahead. That would be my thing to say. And I did do a video for this song. It's out there on YouTube. You can go to my channel and look for, just have to go on YouTube and search for Corky Wink, and you'll find the video that I made with it.
Okay, I didn't know that, so I'll check that out. I will definitely check out the video as well.
All right, awesome.
Yeah. Well, listen, Corky, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. I love your show. You really kill it. You do. And I
thank you
so much for having me, Fierce. I really do.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. It is indeed a pleasure. I look forward to pushing, you know, any new singles that you come out or any musical salutes. I'm always happy to have you on and to play your music on the show. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to play the music. And I would love to hear the song you mentioned, Dreams. I'm going to go back and take a listen. I'm sure it's on your Spotify profile as well, yes?
It is. It is. It's the last song on my album until I make it home.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put it on and take a listen.
And I'm going to take you up on that offer for lunch or dinner one of these days.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I was serious. You know, I feel like this. You know, we only live once. And enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And me, I'm a person, I love to travel. I don't have any problems with going different places. I love it. I'm not afraid of getting on a plane or hopping on a train and getting to where I need to be. I love it. I just enjoy having a great time. I really do. I love having fun with friends, family, a meal, taking somebody out to lunch, a dinner. You know, it's life. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. I don't like to be bored, Corky. I don't like to be bored. So listen. So now listen. If you and your friends going out to lunch or dinner with me, you better be ready for an interesting time. It ain't going to be just a regular dinner because, listen, I talk to everybody. I talk to everybody. Listen. So listen now, Corky. I want you to be ready. You and your friends. Invite whoever you want to invite to come on and go to lunch or dinner. So y'all, you have a talk with your friends and tell them, now listen, we're going to dinner with fear, so y'all be ready. Because I talk to everybody in the restaurant. Ain't nobody, no strength. Now listen, this is just how I am. When I go out, I've got to entertain and see some smiles. If I see somebody looking all crazy and look like they've been on a lemon, I'm going to say, yeah, what's the matter with your face on it? You know when they look really strange. I do. I really do. So now just be prepared now. Be prepared. You know, let them know. Let them know now. Be ready to have a good time. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming on. I got some more music to play. I tell you, woo, you made my day, Mr. Wayne. Oh, my God, it's just going to be a fabulous day all day today. I got to play some more music. They're going to be saying, why you didn't play my song? Because I'm talking to Corky. It's time. You know, I'm talking to Corky now. Listen. I tell you, I only have a few more minutes in this episode, Corky. I got one more song to play. And, honey, I will see you on the other side. We will continue to communicate with one another and get your music out there and keep on pushing it and just have a great time doing it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Fierce. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. My pleasure. Up next, you guys, this one is Smooth Operator. Smooth Operator. Listen. Y'all listen. Now, Smooth Operator. Y'all know this lady. I ain't even got to get her no introduction. Listen. Here she come. Come on, baby.
Out and then I'm dominoes.
Hating on what they can't understand. My haters always gave the underhand. Comprehend the content, I am king. Some divided all throughout my team. My table leasing, I ensure the dream.
What you got? And what it really mean?
Traveling down this lonely road for all so long. The weak, they tend to crumble, so I gotta stay strong.
Crowd, you got the greatest light and I record it for your sight and kind of store up when I write it down. Put it together through the pressure when it's hard to measure and hard to weather. We diving for the largest treasure. Solely on my back, holy on the track. Getting money like a pimp named Goldie from the Mac. right out the speaker box. My voice to reach the rocks, leak the block. Spring baby born around the equinox. Stuck in the shade while you duck in the rain. Nothing but pay, we build like a bucket brigade. Cruise like Sailor, more soul than De La. Listening to Bootsy, James Brown and Fela. License in France, nice and fans. Got me puffing on diesel at the Tyson Ranch. Money will populate, go ahead, drop the gate. Smooth like they call me Daddy Kane when I operate.
I've been traveling down this lonely road for oh so long. The weed they tend to crumble, so I gotta stay strong. I'm mostly unavailable, I told my ex move on. Ain't no slacking about action on this mission I'm on. I'm a smooth operator, never been a player hater. On my mind it's only paper, so my ex I'll see you later.
All right, all right. That was smooth operator. Listen, y'all, it was a stone cold blast on today with Corky Wink. I'm telling you. Y'all, listen something. Let me tell y'all. I'm pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here, but it's been a stone cold blast. Got another show on tonight. Listen, my darlings, don't just take up space in this earth. Let me dial down for a minute. Now, the life lesson. Right now, don't just take up space. God gave everybody a talent and a gift. Use your talent. It's just like the movie. And I love this movie. A Bronx Tale. It's just like in the movie, the young man, what was his name, y'all? Frappuccino, whatever his name was. The young guy, you know, you had Sonny. That was the gangster. He had Sonny, and then he had Collodino. Collodino was the young guy, and he was always telling C, they call him C for short. They was always telling Collodino, don't waste your talent. Don't be wasted talent. And it's just unreal how that particular actor, that's what he ended up doing with his life, becoming wasted talent because he got on drugs, he got all messed up. As a matter of fact, when he was doing that show, A Bronx Tale, he was doing drugs then. He was doing cocaine then at the young age. So listen, my people. The point of this is don't waste your talent. Don't just take up space. Use the talent and the gifts God gave you. Every living thing has a talent. Use your talent. You know, even on this show, I kind of fell into this show by accident, really, because my life got all turned upside down. You know, going to college, woo, y'all know the story. And I had a ruptured brain aneurysm, near-death experience, yeah. To make a long story short, I started doing radio. And that was always my passion, radio, journalism, television, always. And lo and behold, here I am. I wanted to do the news, really. And so my thing was going to college, you know, getting my journalism communication degree to do the news, you know. And that part didn't happen. That didn't happen. You end up doing radio and all this kind of thing. But listen, your talent, your gift will make room for you. So listen, do your thing, what you're passionate about. Do it, because listen, it's going to make room for you. I'm telling you. That's on the real, and I got to get them up out of here.
You motivated. Winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce.